12 young people from Wicklow are all set to sail from Arklow to Wales this August in a life-changing voyage aboard the tall ship, Maybe. The Celtic Tide trip run by Sail Training Ireland builds confidence and leadership, but they need help to make it happen. To talk us through that journey is Cindy Offer from Sail Training Ireland and two of our young sailors, Zach, who is 16, and Lily, who's 15. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing? How's it going? Cindy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Cindy Offer, that's a great name.
It is, yes.
O-F-F-E-R, great name. Okay, Cindy, tell us about the Celtic Tide voyage. Where are these young sailors headed? What's going to happen?
We've got 12 young people from Arklow. They're joining the ship on Tuesday and they're going to set sail on a 16-hour passage to Aberystwyth in Wales.
Wow.
Arklow is twinned with Aberystwyth and now we want the young people to carry that twinning through.
Okay, that's amazing. So I said to you just in the ad break there, I've heard, my friend who's in his 50s did something like this when he was coming out of school.
Yes.
Because there's a history of this, isn't there?
There is. Sail training started in Ireland in 1968.
Wow.
And we still continue it today, yeah.
Amazing. So a tall ship.
Yes.
Wow. It's a bit of a tall order, no? Is there not an easier boat you could go on, just saying?
Oh, there is, but it's not as adventurous. We've four tall ships in Irish waters this year.
Have you?
Yes. We have the tall ship Maybe, who's currently en route from the Isle of Man alongside the tall ship Illan. I believe both of them are racing to get to Holyhead to see who wins.
And in sailing terms, is Maybe... Is that like a superstitious term or something? Is that like...
No.
No, it's just the name of the ship.
No, it's just the name
so
of the ship.
So for the uninitiated, me, describe a tall ship. How long is it? How big is it?
Maybe it would be a Class B tall ship, so she's 28 metres long.
Wow, big.
Yeah. Oh, she is quite big, yes. Yeah.
And how tall do the sail go? Really high?
On Maybe, probably about 10 metres. I know Pelican is 33 metres high.
Okay, wow. So what's your role in this?
I manage the sail training program for the sail training organization. So I would recruit the young people from all over the country, from all walks of life, and from all, with all abilities.
So really? It's inclusive?
It's fully inclusive, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. How do kids get involved?
Very often I would have links with various youth organizations throughout the country. So we've got, in this case, it would be the Vault Youth Centre in Arklow. So a number of their young people would go, the Scout Association, various different youth organisations. Foroiga would be another big one that we would work with. So the youth workers would recommend them. We would have social workers, social care workers would recommend young people.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and schools.
So why is this trip so special, do you think?
It gives the young person the opportunity to broaden the horizons in a safe environment.
Okay.
Yeah, it's challenging.
I'd say it is. It's 16 hours. There's no sleep.
No, 16 hours. They work in 4-hour rotation.
Okay.
And it is. It's challenging, but we take young people out of their comfort zone.
And just why particularly was Maybe chosen for its size?
For its size and the fact that we can get her into Arklow.
Okay, you can actually come into Arklow. Okay. Yeah. So in preparation for the... Just tell me what kind of training the guys get.
In this case, they've done a 9-week program.
Oh, wow, okay.
Which was leading into looking at sustainability, how important it is to look after our marine environment. And they were off yesterday making... have you
we're making oyster beds.
Oh!
We're making.
How does that work? How do you make an oyster bed? I love oysters.
So it's like a weak, like, carbon metal frame.
Wow.
That we plaster, like... dead oyster shells together, build like a box.
Okay.
And the goal is to revive a native Irish oyster species.
Wow. That's really impressive, isn't it? That's amazing.
Yeah, so yesterday a few of us went out to Ockram and we were building these from about 10 until 4 p.m.
Wow.
And it was mostly an experiment. There's a few prototypes experimented with, and the goal is to drop them into the sea for the metal frame to rust away and then let the
oysters attach
and breed.
That's lovely.
Yes.
It's really nice.
And it's lovely to see the young people actually learn the process and get to understand more about the oyster beds here in the Arklow.
And were you involved in that yesterday, Lily?
No, I wasn't involved in that.
What was your training? What's your training been like?
It's... It's been really good because you get to learn so much about the ocean that you never knew, or anything about boats or anything that you never knew. So I think it's really beneficial.
So what like, give us an example. What have you learned? Do you learn safety?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, most definitely you learn safety.
Probably first, right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to be 16 hours on a tall ship. Are you nervous about doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm nervous for you. I'm not going to lie. A tall ship across the sea, like literally just 12 of you. There are other crew members supporting, are there? Or is it just, do they sail on their own?
No, there are. We have four professional crew members on board.
Okay. And just four? Just,
plus we have one mentor. I train adults to become mentors with us every year. So they would go out as an advocate for the young people on board.
I hope there's no mutiny on the maybe. Tell me a bit about yourself, Zach. How did you get involved with this? What led you to this?
So I do Sea Scouts.
Okay.
And my scout leader put into the chat saying that there was space available to do this. And I thought that would be an amazing experience.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because, I've gone sailing before, but nothing of something on a boat that big.
So you've been a Sea Scout, so you're confident enough on the sea, or competent enough.
Yeah, like to an extent, not like with a massive boat like that.
I'm actually making you nervous. I'm sorry. You're very well supported. Yeah. Lily, how did you get involved?
I'm involved in the youth group in Arklow.
Okay.
So I would go there on a Friday because I have another club there.
Okay.
So one of the organisers of my group asked me if I wanted to get involved in it, and I thought it was a really good opportunity and it's beneficial, so I just thought I'd join.
Brilliant. You're doing great, guys. You really are. I'm actually kind of jealous now. I've been kind of nervous of something like this. And what do you think this kind of trip, what do you hope to get out of it? It's a bit of a profound question, Zach, but see what you can give me.
I just think it'll be good fun, good experience, you know.
And do you have, like, did you know, the 12 of you know each other? Or have you got some friends doing it as well? Or how does that work? Are you all strangers?
I feel, for me anyway, it's like there's some people I know pretty well, some people I know of, and then people I've never met before. So, okay. I get to mix and socialize with a bunch of different people.
Well, you've got 16 hours of bonding, so you'll definitely do a lot
but
of bonding.
It is, that's the thing with the ship, because what happens is they'll come together and they'll form a community within the ship. And they live in a very close-knit quarters for 5 days of the way.
Literally, below deck. Yeah. So you do a lot of these trips every year?
We have 36 voyages this year.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. And people can find out more at sailtrainingireland.com.
Yes.
That's the website.
Yeah.
And you're looking forward to it?
Yeah.
And you're going on what day? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. What are you going to bring? What do you bring? To know?
Just wet clothes and everything.
Okay, so you have your t-shirts on, I can see that. Mm-hmm. So you have your crew t-shirts and you'll have to bring your, what do you call
bit of wet weather gear.
Wet weather, yeah. So they'll have all that stuff. So, well, yeah, I wish you the best of luck. I really do. Yeah, and where can people follow it? Can people see it anywhere?
Yes,
We have an Instagram page.
Tell me what it is.
Is Celtic Tide Voyage 2025.
Celtic Tide Voyage 2025. Yeah. And you'll be all sharing at that as well, because I'm going to watch along.
And also the Sail Training Ireland website.
Sail Training Ireland website. And if people want to get involved in the future, they just go to the...
If they just contact us at info@sailtrainingireland.
So you set sail on the 5th of August around noon and returning at the 10th. I wish you all the best of luck. Yeah. And again, if you want to follow the guys, give me the Instagram again there.
Celtic Tide Voyage 2025.
Okay, listen, we have a very appropriate song for you now. It's called Ride the Waves. Here's Sexy Tig. That was...